Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is James.
Yes, I'm on the line with
Blue Cross Blue Shield.
CareFirst, Blue Cross Blue Shield, so I'm going to merge this now.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is James calling from doctor's office, Dr. Kenneth Miller's office. There is a patient.
Hi, this is Eva with CareFirst. I got to say something real quick. This is Eva with CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield on a recorded line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she stated that she received a bill,
correct.
And I was trying to look at the claim. What is the date of service for the claim?
Date of service is for April 14 of 25 with a billed amount of $26,567 even.
Okay, give me one moment. You said it was 414?
Yeah, 414, correct.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, for Dr. Kenneth Miller?
Correct, Dr. Kenneth Miller.
Okay.
Yeah, so Blue Cross Blue Shield has applied $200.54 for that date of service to a patient responsibility. So as per the Rostlings, he stated that she should not owe any balance to Dr. Miller. So why that has been applied to a patient responsibility?
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to take a look at it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so $190 is hitting a co-insurance for the injection. Doctor's office medical. Give me one moment. I want to check, take a look at this because this has like 10 lines on it. I'm going to make sure this got done correctly. If you don't mind just bearing with me a few moments.
Okay.
Okay. Apologize for the hold. Thank you so much for holding. I'm researching this because that's the only claim that came through with a co-insurance on it. So I'm trying to look at the other claims that was submitted to see what's different with it. Because that's the only one that's hitting that co-insurance.
No, no.
So I'm trying to figure out why it is.
No, there are some more claims where it has been applied towards the co-insurance.
Okay, what's the other data service?
It's for February 24 of 25. For $26,322 even.
Correct. And the co-insurance was hitting was $193.52.
Correct. The other one is for...
is that the only one?
No, there are around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Total 9 claims where insurance is applied co-insurance.
Okay. Okay, and then 4-7 did not. Okay, was that the first one that hit the co-insurance with the 224?
For, yeah, 224, then March 7, no. So first is applied from, give me a moment. Okay, it's applied from January 29. Still goes to March 14. But some of the claim has been paid by the insurance in a full amount.
Okay. Okay, you said it was
January 29, 25. It's the first date of service where insurance applied $1.61 in a co-insurance.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me just a few moments. Let me take a look at these.
Sure.
Okay, I apologize for the hold. Thank you so much for holding. Okay, so what I did was is I sent those two, the two big claims up for an adjustment. It can take up to about 30 days because I'm not seeing why that it has that like that and not because the other one's processed correctly.
Okay.
So I'm sending them up for an adjustment because it would not let me do the adjustment.
Okay, and the rest which have been applied to a patient is possibly, so what we will do that for that? There are many claims like March 17 also insurance applied something of $173.84.
Okay, so I have the 414 and the 224. What was the other one? March what?
March 17, 25.
Okay, let me find that one. Hold on. March 17, 25, total charge 231.
No, that's $26,619.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll send that one up as well.
The next one is for February 17.
Wait a minute.
Sure. Take it.
Okay, what was the other one?
The other one is for February 17, 25 for $4,459.
The $8.83.
Correct. Hello.
Wow.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, and the other one?
The other one is January 31st, 2025.
And what was the total charge on that one?
$172.
Co-insurance, $2.39.
Correct.
Okay, this was hospital inpatient.
Yes, so it would be the patient responsibility.
Okay, so with the hospital inpatient, yes.
Okay, so
yeah, that's
the
hospital inpatient.
Okay, so for hospital inpatient, the remaining 239, and there are
that's
more
a provider charge.
Oh, it's a provider charge.
Yeah, any of the hospital, yeah, any of the their provider claims.
Mm-hmm.
So for a hospital inpatient with the benefits, inpatient practitioner care, we're going to consider 90% of the allowed amount, no copay, not subject to deductible.
Okay, but in the EOB, it is showing me as a patient responsibility of $2.39.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the 10% of what we paid.
Okay, so you mean to say that it should be as a patient responsibility to make the payment for $2.39?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so the remaining...
That went toward the benefit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay, so we do have around 3, 4, 5 claims for hospital inpatient, which would be the patient responsibility, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And
fine.
Then the other ones that I'm sending up is for the the injections. It looks like they're processing as home infusion instead of injections. So that's the reason I'm sending all those up for injections.
Okay. Okay, so it will get reprocessed, right?
Yes.
Okay, can I have the call reference number, please?
Absolutely, let me know when you're ready.
Yes, sure, please provide me.
It's 008 266 37.
Okay, I just confirmed 008 266 37. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Eva, can I have your last initial, please?
K as in kite.
Thanks, Kiva, for the information, and have a great day. Bye-bye. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. So the person has left for the day. The care force has ended the call.
So, Jane.
Yeah, I'm
Jane.
Here. Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying I owe what for inpatient?
Yes. There is 5 visits. Yes, there is a 5 visit where they have applied towards the patient responsibility, and that would be a total of, give me a moment. That would be of around $8.83 for a total of 6 visits.
Okay, so what is inpatient? What does that mean?
That means that the Dr. Miller has shown you at the hospital for the Northwest Hospital. He has visited and given you treatment at there, but the billing for that date of service is been done from the doctor's office. So that are the 6 visit where doctor has seen you at the hospital.
Yeah, because I was in the hospital.
Correct,
yeah.
Correct. Yes, for that visit, insurance has applied the $8.83 for each visit.
Okay, so wouldn't that go to Medicare?
Yeah, that has been also filed to the Medicare, yeah. Medicare has processed the claim, and the Blue Cross Blue Shield has also processed the claim, but still it has been remained for $8.83.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's wild. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. When everything's finished, you're going to send me a bill, right? Or you're going to...
Yes. Previously, which we talked, and they have sent the claim back for reprocessing. Let's see what's gone from their end. And you can note it down the call reference number. In future, if you are giving a call to the CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, you can give that call reference and ask them what is the status for those claims which are sent back for reprocessing. So if you're ready, I can provide you the call reference number.
Okay, give it to me. Go ahead.
Sure. It's 008-2-66-37. Yep. And the representative name was Eva, and last name initial is K for Kilo.
Eva Last initial was what now?
K for kilo.
Okay, K for kilo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what happens with the aircraft for Blue Cross Fusel. And it may take around 30 days from the insurance. So.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want, you can follow up with them within a 15 days or a 30 days, what happened for those claims. The major one, you know, there is a $200, $193, and $173 that are all in the patient statement, the statement that you received for. So if you want, I can provide which date of service are being sent back for the process. Can I provide you that date of service?
Yes, wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
Sure. You just marked that in the statement.
Okay, give me the date of service.
Yeah, it's for February 17 of 25.
February. The 7th?
Yeah, February 17.
17
of
25. Oh, 17.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
25.
All right. Yes, that one has sent back for reprocessing. The next one is February 24 of 25.
Okay, February of 24.
Mm-hmm.
25, okay.
The next one is March 17 of 25.
March 17 of 25, okay.
And the last one is April 14 of 25.
April, you said 14th of 25.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, these are the DF service are sent back for reprocessing, and let's hope that it gets reprocessed from the insurance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Roslyn?
Oh, that's it.
Yep. Thank you, and have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
If you have any query, you can give me a call back. Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.